Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I want to talk some high school athletics with Mike Tracy in a transitionary role back as kind of an interim athletic director at Allaman High School. So I know there's been a lot of talk, Coach Tracy, even out this way, of what the future is as it relates to Allaman, because in the four-class system, of course, they're Class 2A and play a lot of the local schools out this way. And then even with their enrollment this past fall, you know, a 2A a football program as well. So, you know, small school athletics. So tell us a little bit about you getting back into this position. I guess you still love interscholastic athletics.
Yes, I do. You know, I've been fortunate. As you well know, in my career, any place that I've worked has treated me and or my family very, very well. I was at Girard for a year and Allaman for 17 and UT for 22 the first time through there. And in Moline, 2 years as a football coach. And I've met great people and have great experiences with everybody. And if I can pass that on and help in any way, I'd be glad to do it.
All right, so tell us a little bit about coming back, and I know a couple of things. You know, we're still winding our way through the pandemic, and all the schools have had issues and challenges related to that, but there have been some other internal things at Allaman that have received plenty of attention over the last couple of months. So what is the initial task at hand for you?
Very simply, first of all, that we have a tremendous transition team that's calling the shots, and I'm not an official member of the transition team, which is fine, but they've done a great job so far, and it's been kind of a whirlwind for the last week or so with me trying to figure out what's going on. But to answer your question, I think what we have to do is, number one, first and foremost, is focus on the kids and their families, because they've been through an incredibly rough road with COVID and then all the other disruption at the school, and it's unfair. I can't think of any school that's been through a more uneven situation. But what my role will be, and it's kind of in the formative stages here, we just need to take a deep breath, and we need to start healing, because if we don't, it's going to get worse, and we can't allow that to happen. It just can't happen.
And I know that there's been plenty of criticism from the alumni over the past couple of months. And you talk about healing, but you talk about image as well. Now, I want to be careful how I say this, because people are going to say, well, Taylor, he just cares about sports. What does he care about academics? No, I don't. But athletics and extracurricular activities play a very important role in image of said school, right? So how important is the athletic component in terms of this, I guess if you call it, rebirth or turnaround of Allaman?
Well, when I make my presentation of my philosophy, which I've always had for Allaman, is that the number one thing in the school is the practice and the reinforcement and the belief in Catholicism. That's what formed the school. That's what it's about. Everything stems from there. Number two, as you can attest to, since you were such a great history student when I was teaching there, is the academics. And you go nowhere without it. And then third is easily it's activities and athletics. And if we can focus on that those are the things that are important, I think we have a chance. That everything was too disjointed. And Catholicism is the main thing. And that's the basis of the school. That I just think there's ways to present that and ways where you can make it difficult for people. And that's not our role. We want people to embrace the faith and enjoy it and live it. We want them to graduate from Allaman believing and practicing. My family did the same thing. My kids went there, and, you know, so did my wife. Everybody was taught that way and trained that way. My children got great educations there, and they were all very active in athletics and did the best of our ability and had some success. So it's happened before, and it can happen again, but that's why I think before Allaman or whatever element of Allaman tackles any big thing that's going to even add to the uproar more, I think we have to settle down and get, like I said, a deep breath and start healing here. Everything's not the end of the world. You know, that's the thing. You would hear what was coming out of the school, and it's like, well, it's going to close, and we're going to drop basketball, or we're not going to continue the football season. That's not true. Our coaches have worked extremely hard to get through this, to navigate the COVID situation. And the kids have just been through an incredibly rough ride that I've never experienced, and I don't have any, you know, desire to experience as a coach. I came back and coached it. Almond with Todd DePorter his last year in the COVID season, that six-game season, and I was glad to be around and contribute if I could. But my gosh, that was difficult. Just every, you know, you're always on edge. Is so-and-so healthy? Is so-and-so eligible? Does so-and-so have his mask? I mean, it's just things that we've never dealt with before, and we have to be realistic about that. We don't want to hit people over the head. We want to get through this. And I believe that we will. It's just going to take some time.
All right. And, you know, there's already been some heads turned with one. You're being hired, and people know about your legacy at Alleman. And then, you know, basically at the same time, Jerry Burkhead is announced back as baseball coach. And I think most baseball coaches know in the area, oh, okay, well, they got a good coach in baseball again at Alleman. And I see what Coach Ford is doing with the girls basketball. And it looks like they're positioned to maybe have a nice postseason run in 2A. But, you know, you look at, you know, some of those basketball scores on the boys' side, Coach, and then, you know, some of those football scores this past fall. And I realize it's the Western Big Six and some of the competition you're playing against. But how tough is it for you to see that? And how tough do you think is it for the alumni in the school to see some of those results? I feel bad for some of those kids.
Yes. And then, you know, really what you just said is going to be the philosophy. We have to focus on the kids. But secondly, you've mentioned the alumni. And I know they're devastated. I didn't go to school there, and I'm devastated by seeing what we've seen. But once again, not making excuses, so many people transferred out of school at the start of this past school year. The numbers were low anyway. And to lose a significant number of kids just over whatever dissatisfaction with whatever element of the school they didn't like at the moment, it's going to take time to come back from that. It would have been tough even if we wouldn't have lost those kids. So the alumni, yes, we're trying to reach out to people and make sure we keep the Hall of Fame going and keep that on board. The other night I went to my first event. I don't officially start till June, but I went up to – they had alumni night for wrestling, and I saw a lot of guys that were there when I was there. The turnout was tremendous. The wrestling – community loved it. There was between 35 and 40 ex-wrestlers there. It was very positive. It was good for the kids to see and good to see some of the legends that showed up. You know, Mark Johnson, I count as a good friend, and he came all the way back from Champaign just for this one night to do this to help. So there's a great, great group of alumni and graduates that want to help, just like any of the schools in the Big Six. The problem with the Big Six, and you've alluded to it, Jim, is the number differential is tough. I mean, I you have to deal with it. You can't, it's not, you know, the 1970s, whatever, or we'll give it our best shot and everything. Yeah, we will, but the numbers are a factor.
A school right now that's below 300 playing in what's a tough, tough conference made up of very established and successful 5, 6, and 7A, 8A schools, I don't believe anybody else in the state does anything like this. And it's something that's going to have to be looked at. It's not a decision for me to make. And it's something that's going to have to be decided upon. Where do we want to go? Do we want to stay at the level we're at and just try to rebuild from there? Okay, fine, then go that way. Or do we want to explore other options? And I don't even know what those other options are. You know, I hear the talk too. And, well, why don't you get in another conference? I got that last night. Why don't you get him in another conference? I said, you tell me what conference to go to and I'll see, you know, but it's a big, big, big issue. Very few schools or communities would put up this number situation unless you've been dealing with it to some degree for decades. And Almond's dealt with it for decades. You dealt with it when you were there. And we never played conference games of schools our own size. And it's, I know the conference was built on basketball as well as it should have been. It's a great conference, a great tradition, but basketball's suffering as well. You know, the numbers, you know, are just difficult to deal with. You have coaches at all the big six schools that know what the heck they're doing. It's not, there's no easy games. There's no freebies. It's just, it's devastating at the moment. And I think we have to be, you know, realistic about it and get through this and then see where we want to move. It's, you can't do anything tomorrow. You know, you can't do anything the next day. We just have to get through this, persevere one step at a time and see what happens and keep the focus on the kids and their families. That's the whole thing. You can't lose anybody else.
So, I mean, what you're saying is it this conference affiliation issue, it's going to have to be a discussion point for all of them moving forward.
I think so, too. I guess, Jim, you're right. That's what I'm saying. And it's not a conversation that I'm going to initiate. It's something that if I get asked, I'll give my opinion. But even though things are tough and even though people are struggling, there's a tremendous, tremendous undercurrent of staying in the Western Big Six. You know, my children, like I said, competed in Big Six, and they were happy to be successful against big numbers, and that's just the way it is, and they enjoyed it. But they don't like seeing what's happening now, and it's nobody's fault as such. There's a lot of factors that you have to consider. It's a declining economy. You know, it's a question of where does faith fit into your lifestyle? That's for people to answer. That's not me to tell people what to do with those questions. You know, I can give my opinion and I can answer questions and that type of thing, but those are very personal decisions for families to make.
Yeah, well, and I'll say it. You know, this is Jim Taylor speaking. I have said for the past 5 years that now the perfect conference affiliation situation for all of them is the Three Rivers Conference. And the reason I say that, well, you're playing all the schools in the Three Rivers now anyway, that they're in the immediate area. And let's face it, folks, those have become pretty big rivalries for the schools out this way because everybody wants to beat the Catholic school from the Quad Cities. And I know, though, people out this way are leery of saying, well, we don't want all of them out here because they're a Catholic school, they're a private school. But then I'm like, well, it's a four-class system, and what does the postseason equate to? You have to play all of them in the postseason anyway. So they'd be a perfect fit for the conference. That's my opinion. I think they'd be a perfect fit for the conference, and it'd be interesting to see what the track would do if that would ever happen. I don't know, but I'm just saying, as an alumni, I get the fine line you have to walk because the face, I would argue the face in the image of the Western Big Six is Don Morris. Well, the male and female athlete of the year award is named after him, you know, and that, you know, to see all of them step away from the Big Six, that's going to be a tough decision to make, but it's a decision that I think they really need to seriously look at discussing now with their enrollment, you know, well under 400, well under 300. I know there's been arguments on what it is. I'm not going to get into that whole thing. I know the enrollment situation is down, but that is probably, you know, again, you said you're not going to make that decision. I understand that transitionary, but it's something the school's going to have to discuss.
That's what I was referencing earlier. I agree with you. And the conversation that we're having right now, this isn't the first time I've had that. Even before I agreed to step back to Almond. I mean, the things you're talking about, that's not just your ideas. That's out there. You know, you're being very accurate. And I will tell you something, too, and I take this the right way. In the old days, you know, when people would talk about it, and it wasn't me when I was an administrator there, but when people would talk about joining another conference, the big elephant in the room was football. Even though it started as a basketball conference, football was a thing that people kind of shied away from, and I understand that. you know, but maybe things are different now. I don't know. Another thing, from the Alvin point of view, I have nothing but respect for the conference you're referenced to, and that is no walk in the park. Trust me. No matter what teams Alvin, if they ever were got in another conference, there's going to be a heck of a lot of struggles just to compete in those things. It's not an enrollment of 1,200 kids, and it's not, you know, playing schools of 200. I grew up out there. With my first coaching job was Sprout. I understand. And those are tough, tough schools in a variety of sports, and I have nothing but respect for them.
All right, before we let Coach Tracy leave us, we're talking to him during the week of Christmas, and I know he's got a lot of other stuff probably going on. Anything football-wise you can think of with, you know, the sport of football coming off, you know, it was weird with the spring and then the carryover from spring back to the playoffs and just kind of getting back into the swing of things with football. Anything you see or anything you need to say about where we're at with high school football in Illinois?
Well, I think football and wrestling are in a little bit of trouble just because of the danger aspect of the close contact. So you don't see that in volleyball, and you don't see it in golf and things like that. I'm concerned about the health of the kids. I'm very concerned. Now, I'm not going to go into politics, but there's ways to solve all this that are above my pay grade. There's ways our country could do a better job than we're doing, but I'm not going to get on the soapbox. So I'm concerned that we have to keep kids healthy. And, you know, however that has to be done, you have to do it. I mean, I coached a schedule in the summer camp wearing a face mask. I never thought I would do it, but it was the right thing to do. I think the IHSA has done a very good job of regulating everything, but it's never going to be finished now. There's always going to be something that's going to have to be dealt with, and that's just a sign of the times that we live in. If we want to have football, we're going to have to adjust to make sure the kids are healthy. You owe it to the kids and owe it to their families. And like I said, I don't have the answers for all that, but it's got to happen, and people have to be vigilant and make sure things are as safe as possible.
Well, and as the perfect segue is how we end this. You know, we always see trickle down from college and professional sports, and we see how they're being impacted right now. And I just would forewarn people out there, if you don't think high school sports are going to be impacted by COVID in the new year, you're crazy. Now, what that is, I don't know, but I'm concerned about, you know, some of the outbreaks that are occurring and how that's going to impact scheduling, potentially even postseason play. That's something that, you know, we're going to have to worry about in the new year. I'm definitely afraid of. And you hit on some of those points already that, you know, we're dealing with the uncertainty still of this pandemic. All right, Coach Tracy, I've taken enough of your time. I'm glad you're still around the youth and interscholastic athletics. Be fun following all of it, and maybe more conversation with this conference affiliation story. Again, this is just a starting point. This is Coach Tracy and myself talking. No decisions have been made, but I know all of it alumni, if they're out there, they need to discuss this. Conferences, they need to be thinking about this too. Coach, appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
All right. Mike Tracy back at Alleman, and I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.